The WIAA cross-country meet will be run this upcoming Saturday in Division One. Medford's Joey Sullivan will run down at Heartland Arrowhead. This is Joey's second time to state in cross-country. He is my guest. And so, Joey, what was it like when you found out you had qualified for state?
I was pretty relieved after because I took seventh overall, so I took fourth in individual, but I was pretty relieved once I made it. So,
relief?
Jubilation? I was excited, but I knew it was going to be tough, so, yeah.
So now, are you running your best times now? Are you peaking right now, do you think?
I think I am. I mean, I guess my sectional time wasn't as good. I also did lose my shoe at sectionals, so which didn't help my overall time, but I think I am peaking now. My next race should be good. So
you're running and you lose your shoe. Do you think I got to go get my shoe, or you just tough it out?
Yeah, you just keep running. Yep.
With the COVID and things, what kind of changes were made, and did it affect how you trained in anything, or was it pretty much per usual? Because it's a lot of individual sport, mostly cross country.
Yeah, but I'd say the training wasn't too different. Because we still pretty much practice as usual, but during our regular meets, because we can only go against conference teams, and then we do wave starting, which was different. But at sub-sectionals we didn't do waves, and at sectionals we didn't. And we all ran together, but I think state will be a little different, which is fine, but I think they're going to split it up into a couple more races. So
when you got started back in August, did you set season goals for yourself, and did you meet them?
I did set some goals. I met going to state, obviously, was a goal. I wouldn't say I met my time yet, because I would still like to run a little faster, and state's a good course, because I heard this year it's really flat, so that's good, but no, I'm...
Well, flat is good for you.
Yes, I love flat courses.
Italy is not so much.
No. But yeah, I think I will meet my time, so we'll see.
So you're more of a gazelle than you are a mountain goat, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What about the kids around school? Do they know you've qualified for state? What's been their reaction?
Yeah, all my friends knew. They text me after. They're all excited for me and stuff. They're texting me good luck before and stuff, so yeah, that was cool.
So that sectional was run on a pretty cold day. Does the cold matter? Is that more of an impediment, or is wind more of an impediment?
I'd say wind is, because I wore a t-shirt under my jersey, which I usually don't, but once you're warmed up before the race starts, so you're already, your blood's pumping, adrenaline's running, so you're good. So once you get in that zone, you're pretty much fine for the cold, because you can wear clothes, but I'd say the wind is more. But there wasn't much wind at the golf course, which is really nice for sectionals.
And it looks like the temperatures for state are going to be much warmer
than
they were this past weekend, so that's good.
That is good.
So hopefully that helps. So when you get down to state, what do you think that's going to be like?
Yeah, it'll be different. There's really good competition. I'm running D1 this year, so competition's much better, I'd say. And yeah, it'll be fun though.
We should explain Medford's in Division One because some of the schools opted to take the fall sports into the late spring.
So
Medford got bumped up a division just because of the number of schools that are involved. Intimidated at all or no? Pretty confident going in?
I wouldn't say I'm intimidated. I know what their times. I know what they're running. I know what I know what I'll kind of place. So I just have to, run good times and see how I finish. So
it's all up to you, right?
Yeah.
Nothing to it but to do it. Just worry about you, right?
Yeah.
Once again, my guest, Joey Sullivan, he will represent Medford at the WIAA Division I cross-country meet coming up this Saturday at Heartland Arrowhead. Thanks so much for coming in. Congratulations, conference champion, number one at conference and on to state. Congratulations. Well done.
All right. Thank you.